In today's Mishnah, we learn the seventh and eighth Mishnah from the ninth parak Masech Tuchul, and the Mishnah begins, Ha'ever v'habasa ha'mudul dalin b'behema. So here we're dealing with either a limb, we're referring to bones, sinews and the like, or we're dealing with a flesh alone that is dangling off an animal, and it's not going to return, it's not going to heal. And the Mishnah says, Metamin tumat ochalim bimkomam, which literally means they're already susceptible to tumat ochlim. So to explain, if this limb or the flesh was removed, then it has a status of Ever Min HaChai or Basar Min HaChai. Ever Min HaChai is a source of Tumah. It's an avatum, it can make people, kalim, etc. Tameh, just like a nevela. However, Basar Min HaChai is Tahor. However, when it's still attached, the Mishnah says that it explains that it's not yet a source of Tumah. However, it also is also not really considered food. What the case in the Mishnah really is if someone says, oh, I want to feed that Avram Udildal, you know, when I shech the animal, I won't be able to eat it. So when I would like to give that to a non-Jew to eat, then already it's considered food and is susceptible to Tumah. That means if a sheret touches it, it would become Tameh, provided that, as the Mishnah continues by saying, Utzrichim Hechsher. In order for it to become susceptible to Tumah, despite the fact it's already defined as food, it has to come into contact with one of the seven liquids. As we've mentioned before, I'll just recap them, and the acronym Yad Shachat Dam is one way of remembering it. So Yain, Dvash, that's Yad, Shachat is Shemen, Chalav, Tal, and Dam is all. There's Dam and Mayim. Okay, Mishnah then continues, what happens if nishchata ha-behema? What if we then slaughter this animal, and this is the animal that has either the dangling limb or flesh? Mishnah says, huchshuru b'dameha, that it's already become susceptible to tumah by way of the shchita itself. Meaning, the fact that I've slaughtered the animal and it's come into contact with blood, that blood affects not just the animal itself, but also these dangling limbs or flesh that are now susceptible to tumah. However, Rabbi Shimon says, no, lo huchshurul tumah, that it does not yet become susceptible, it still needs to come in contact with one of the seven liquids. Why? That is because it's not the blood that is machshir, rather it's the shchita itself that is machshir, and since the shchita, the slaughter itself, does not permit this dangling limb or flesh to be consumed, in other words, since it doesn't permit it, it also does not make it susceptible to tumah. What happens, however, now if meta behema, the animal simply dropped dead? So the Gemara explains that if the animal drops dead, we say mita or semipul, we consider it as if the limb or this flesh fell off while the animal was still alive. And therefore, it's considered like Ever or Basar Min HaChai. And it doesn't have Tumat Nevela. So Mishnah says, HaBasar, the flesh itself, would require Hechsher. In order for it to become susceptible to Tumah, it requires, again, one of the seven liquids coming into contact with it. And in on its own is Tahor, as we explained, Basar Min HaChai is considered Tahor. And the Ever itself is Metame Mishum Ever Min HaChai, Ve'enu Metame Mishum Ever Min HaVela. As we've already explained, that limb is considered a fell off while the animal is still alive, so it has a tumor of Ever Min HaChai. However, it doesn't have the tumor of Nevela like the rest of the animal, so it's considered as if it fell off, despite the fact it is still physically attached. Now, both Ever Min HaChai and a Nevela, Basar or Ever of a Nevela, they're both Avot HaTumah, they're both sources of tumah. So what is the difference between the two? In other words, what difference does it make if I call this limb an Ever Min HaChai or Ever Min HaVela? The difference is if Basar HaPoresh Me'Ever, meaning with the, if some flesh was removed from this Ever, from a limb, then it makes a difference. Basar HaPoresh, this flesh that is separated from Ever Min HaChai, is considered Tahor. Whereas in contrast, Basar that is separated, flesh that is separated from a Ever from a Nevela, from a limb from a Nevela, that is Metame like the Nevela itself. That is all the opinion of Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Shimon is Metaher. Now what does this mean, that Rabbi Shimon is Metaher? That is that he's arguing with the position of Rabbi Meir regarding the basar, the flesh that was medulta, that was hanging off this animal, when the animal died. Rabbi Meir, it requires hechsher, meaning if one of the seven liquids came into contact with it, now that basar would become susceptible to tumah. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees in the sense that he says is that even if one of the seven liquids came into contact with it, it would not be susceptible to tumah. Why? That is because as soon as the animal died, it's defined as basar min hachai, flesh that came from a live animal. And such flesh, no one is allowed to eat, both a Jew and a nochri, therefore is not considered food, and therefore it's not metamat tumat ochlim. And that is because when it refers to tumat ochlim, he understands from the pasuk, it says makola ochela sheyachel, only food that is permissible to be consumed by someone, right, even by a goy, in a permissible fashion, that's what's metame tumat ochlim, which excludes this situation of aver and abasar madul dalim, these hanging limbs, that is asur to a goy because of aver minachai or basar minachai, that they're not considered food in the sense they would not be susceptible to tumah. Let's now learn Mishnechet. Ha'aver v'habasar mudul dalim ba'adam. So here we're dealing with a similar case, but now either the flesh or the limb is dangling off a human in such a way that, again, it's still somewhat attached, but it's not going to heal. Mishnah says, is still considered tahor, meaning that, as with any living creature, that is not a source of tumah while the creature is still alive, so subsumed by human. What happens if met ha'adam, the man, this individual, drops dead? We say habasa hamaduldal, the flesh itself is considered tahor, it doesn't have tumah tamet, and that is because, as we said, as soon as the person dies, just like in the case with the animal, when the animal dies, we say mitos or nipul, and it's as if that flesh was detached while the human being was still alive, and therefore, just as flesh that's separated from a human being is tahor, so too in this situation as well. However, aver, when it comes to the aver, this limb that was mudul dal, we say metamim shum aver min hachay v'enu metamim shum aver min hamet, that is a source of tumah, like a limb that came from a living creature, meaning from a human, but not considered like the source of tumah, like a limb that came from a corpse. Again, what is the difference between the two? In the previous mission, we had to understand what the difference is, Eivir min hachay and Eivir min havela. So here, there seems to be a debate in the Gemara exactly what the difference would be. According to one understanding, the difference is regarding the basar that's poresh, but very much like we saw in the previous mission regarding animal, that if it's basar that's separated from Eivir min hachay would be tahor, whether it's when it come from a mate would be tameh. That's Rabbi Nechunya in the Gemara. However, Rabbi Eliezer says the actual difference would be regarding the etzem kusur ha-bone that is separated from it. Meaning if it was from a Eivir min hachay, it's tahor, when it's from a met, it would be tameh. Fine, but that's a matter for your own further study. That's Pinyan Rebbe Meir. However, Rebbe Shimon says, no, metaher, meaning in both situations, whether we're dealing with a kazait basar, whether it's etzem kaseh or ra, he says that they are both considered tahor in the situation where the person dropped dead. Now, the way Hati explains the position of Rebbe Shimon, which is according to Pinyan Rebbe Yeshua in the Gemara, is that what it means here when he says metaher is referring to actually a kazait basar or an etzem kaseh or ra that is porish, that is separated from this ever min hachai. He maintains that in both cases there would be tahor, whereas according to, again, the first opinion, it will, depending which way you said it, either Rebbe Nechunya or Rebbe Eliezer, one would be tahmer and one would be tahor. There are many different ways of understanding this Mishnah. We've brought it the way Kahati presented it. He cites the Rambam that presents in a slightly different way. But again, for more detailed, in-depth study of Mishnahs, I'll leave that for your own further study. Those are the Mishnah today.